You're here in Juneau working with United Way to establish a VOAD. Mm-hmm. So what is a VOAD and why does it matter in Alaska?
Yeah, so VOAD, Volunteer Organizations Assisting or Active in Disaster, is a group of community organizations from around a particular place that mobilizes in cases or events of disaster to coordinate resources where they need to be going, depending on the type of disaster and the people affected. So, you know, who's going to come in for feeding and who's going to come in for shelter, who's taking care of, you know, debris removal and construction, and who's also looking at kind of the long-term recovery part of this.
How would a coordinated VOAD change the way Juneau responds to disasters compared to how things have been working up until this point?
Sure. So a coordinated VOAD would streamline the process a little bit more. So currently, what's really great about Juneau and Southeast is that we already have an established network of people that communicate and coordinate when disasters strike. But it's more on an informal basis. But we'd like to make this process a little bit more structured and coordinated so that we know exactly who to call in case of emergency, no matter what the prior existing connection would be, especially because organizations are changing and there's turnover and disasters involve, you know, different responses and different needs. So I think that having a coordinated VOAD in Juneau would make the process a lot more streamlined, stress-free, and fungible and adaptable in case that was needed.
Okay. And so far, what kind of organizations are currently involved or being recruited?
Yeah. So we have organizations from all kind of sectors and who take care of all different things. Anyone from Juneau Animal Rescue to the Food Bank and the Salvation Army and the Red Cross, various churches around town that already have really wonderful established feeding programs and mutual aid networks. And I think that this is a process that we're really trying to make as public as possible. So we're really encouraging public participation, public leadership. We want to get the word out so that people know where to find us and they know how to get involved. So any organization, anyone's welcome because this is a public process.
So are there resources or support that are still needed to fully launch this particular VOAD?
Yes, for sure. So right now we are a small but mighty network. We still have quite a few organizations that we need to get in touch with, reach out to, and we're trying to get collaboration from a broader set of the population. So I think that's a major next step to look at.
From the ground up, how long does it take to build a functioning VOAD?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say quite some time, right? It's definitely a process that we're learning about every day. It's changing every day. We're still really in the initial processes of figuring out how to do this. A lot of my first couple months was researching the community, getting to know people here, making connections, figuring out what past disaster responses have looked like. And we're just about kind of starting to structure structured committees, create internal policy. So yeah, and you know, actually wanted to mention that we've also held a couple meetings so far that have been really productive, have spurred some really great conversations. So we're really happy about that too.
And how can people get involved?
Yes, please. I would love for people to reach out to United Way. I've got an email address, voad@unitedwayseak.org. It's voad@unitedwayseak.org. I'd welcome anyone to reach out and share your thoughts, share your opinions, inquire more about the process because we'd love more people to be involved in this process.
Akanksha Basil, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.